Okay, this is going to be a chronological order of events as it happened yesterday, last minute. I was called, although there's an official student representative at UFT, and I'm the co-chair of Loud in Toronto, but not a rep of UFT yet. NI Rep has provided our personal numbers to UFT, and we were called. We contacted Loud in UFT rep, and by the time we went, and we were summoned actually to go to student affairs, we were told that we have to remove what was viewed as conditions to participation of this organizing conference. And we told them that these are actually the basis of unity, and that topics being discussed are not conditional, but actually reflect the current issues that we as Palestinians and refugees and pro-Palestinian activists want to discuss. We were requested to drop all these, and we told them that we couldn't because this has been announced weeks before and all participants have agreed to and feel that these conditions actually provide a safe space. So we couldn't deny 10 minutes before 5 o'clock on Friday noon, we couldn't remove these conditions and not provide safe space for the participants. And safe because our discussions covered so many issues from anti-apartheid issues to feminist issues to queer positive issues, we didn't feel that we can bow to pressure that would not allow us or ban us from our right to organize, ban students from organizing, and not provide in a very racially charged atmosphere in North America, not provide a safe space for pro-Palestinian activists, pro-feminist activists, and queer activists. And ultimatums at 1 hour before 5 o'clock don't work. We don't accept that. We have our strength and our rights. At the same time, the student affairs failed to provide any written request and document that our lawyer requested. Yet they were able to put fancy boards saying and printing fancy expensive boards here after 5 o'clock definitely yesterday about cancellation of this. They have refused to provide us anything in writing. The only statements and rules that they have put were actually copies that were stamped as unofficial papers on rules and regulations. We asked for official rules and regulations and we were given unofficial copies. So that's what happened, and I leave it now to students to speak up.
Okay, so we're now going to hear from Hazem from the UFT Arab Students Collective.
So the basis on which they banned us from having this conference are all bullshit. Obviously. Yeah. The basis on which they cancelled this was that was the basis of unity that the Palestinians have a right to return and that the two-state solution is obviously not a viable option, has proven to be so. Both of these are matter of fact wrong. The Palestinian right of return is not even a debatable issue. The Palestinians have a right to return under every single statute in international law that deals with these types of issues. The two-state solution has proven conclusively that what it really means is creation of open-air prisons within Palestine. Gaza itself is an open-air prison at the moment. It's surrounded on three sides by electric fences. On the third side, it's the sea. The West Bank is heading towards the same direction with the apartheid wall and the settlement blocks that they're building. We definitely have a right to organize, and we definitely have the right to organize on a basis which excludes people who believe that the Palestinians don't have a right to return and that the Palestinians should be put into these open-air prisons. If somebody wanted to hold a conference for any reason and wanted to exclude racists or exclude people who wanted to put mass numbers of people in prisons or wanted to punish people collectively, then obviously you have the right to exclude those people. If you want to have a feminist conference or any conference at all and you want to exclude chauvinists from attending, you have the right to exclude those chauvinists. And so the exclusion wasn't put forth on any forceful base. It was put forth in a basis of unity that were clear and completely reasonable and rational, and only made sense. So the actions of the university to ban this conference on such flimsy grounds, obviously countering to external pressures, is, as I started by saying, is total bullshit. And we're going to fight. We're going to fight to get this conference next Sunday. We're going to go to their offices this week. We're going to tell them that they're wrong. And we're going to get this conference, and we're going to get an apology. And so we're asking for all of your support, and we thank you so much for all being here and for, I'm sure, being with us for the rest of this week. And thanks for your solidarity, and let's fight this.
Yeah. We're now going to hear from Rafiq at SPHR York. Come on up, Rafiq.
It seems like people are thinking of this as a setback, as we were going to have a conference and it was cancelled. The truth is, the fact that this was cancelled just shows how scared shitless they are of us gathering and organizing. And the truth is, they will not stop this conference from happening. Yes, it was delayed for 1 week, but let's put this in context. People in Palestine are standing up against rockets and against tanks and F-16s, so we can definitely stand up against the UFT administration that, under some Zionist threats from here and there, decided they want to cancel our conference. It's also very important to say that not a single UFT student said anything against this conference, and Student Affairs said this themselves. This came completely from outside pressure. And you would wonder what they are so afraid of. What is it that we're going to say that's going to be so scary and so dangerous? And the points that they object to are the right of return and the one-state solution. And here I can only speak as what I am, and I'm a Palestinian refugee. I don't need the University of Toronto to acknowledge that I have a right of return. I will return to my home. Yeah. And why would that be a problem? Look at the racism in just that statement. There's going to be a state that only accepts people of one religion. The racism in that is so blatant. And just for me to say I have a right to return to where my grandfather was born, my grandmother was born, or my father was born is a crime, and is a basis of unity I'm not allowed to organize around. Well, that's bullshit, because I have a right to return. And I have a right to return to a democratic state that sees me as an equal to anyone else in that state, not as an inferior, second-class citizen. And for people who claim that Israel is a democracy, so accepting of everybody, then hell, if they are a democracy, why don't they just accept that me and my family and all Palestinian refugees return to where we're really from? Canceling this conference only shows how scared they are. But it will only show them our determination, because we are not backing down. We will hold this conference this Sunday. This entire week is going to be hell for them. They will see what it means to shut us down. We're not stopping. We're not backing down. We're going to be here. We're going to be loud. We're going to be heard. And we will have our conference.
Yeah! Woo!
Okay, in a minute we're going to turn over the megaphone to various people here from different organizations or different groups that want to make a statement in solidarity of the conference. But just before I do that, I want to just go through the action plan that we came up with last night at an emergency meeting of the conference planning committee. And in response to the University of Toronto's administration, in response to their decision to cancel this conference, what we are in fact doing is postponing it 1 week. The conference will happen over a one-day period instead of the two-day period on Sunday, November 30th. And in that period of time, as the speakers have pointed out, we're going to seek to bring all possible pressure onto the university administration to get them to acquiesce to our completely reasonable demand. Now, we're going to ask people here and people that are listening to this recording elsewhere, and people that we can reach through a variety of different ways, to fax, phone, or email the University of Toronto administration. We have a list of the contact info of the Director of Student Affairs, the Assistant Director of Student Affairs, and the UFT President that we would like people to put pressure on. And we would also request that people from organizations that are here send a delegation from your organization, whether that's a student group, a community organization, a political organization, a trade union, a flying squad, an affinity group, whatever it may be, that you send a delegation from your organization in person to go to the president's office at some point over the next week. In addition, we have a list of some other ways in which you can help us. There's petitions that are being handed around. There's lots of leaflets to pass around. Once this rally is done, we're hoping to go upstairs to the fifth floor of the OISE building in the cafeteria space, and we're just going to briefly brainstorm ways in which people can do support work in terms of dividing up the tasks that need to be done. There's some potential ideas of places where we could protest, and holding a public forum later this week that we can invite all students and members of the community out to discuss this. So that's going to be happening after we're done the speak out. That's the sort of plan of action that we have, and people are invited to come and help us organize that. I'd just like to know, is there anybody here, I know this is really impromptu, that could offer a greeting of solidarity to the conference from an organization or as an activist in the city of Toronto or elsewhere? I know we've got some people from Hamilton, maybe they could say a few words.
Yeah!
We're from SPHR McMaster in Hamilton. We took the bus all the way down here for this conference only to see that it has been canceled. But we do support the right of return for all refugees and the one state solution where everyone can live as equal citizens. And we will bus it back down here next week for the conference.
Woo!
Yeah!
Okay, we're now going to hear from Steph from OCAP.
Could be a pause.
Just briefly, that the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty has for a while been prioritizing and wanting to make the relationship with Alberta Toronto a strong one. The immigration work that OCAP does is very much in line with the reason why this conference is happening, and there are a number of us here today who wanted to participate in the conference and who most certainly will take the request for a delegation to the University of Toronto very seriously, because this is an overt act, an overt cancellation that happened in a very underhanded manner at the last minute on purpose, and OCAP as an organization will not stand for such treatment of Alberta Toronto, and will follow through with the delegation this week, and that's a promise. We do stand in solidarity with you, and those aren't just words.
Okay, we're next going to hear from Jen from ISM.
Yeah!
I was saying to Tom last night that I wasn't really surprised about what's happened here, because I think the attack against solidarity activists has been at an extreme lately. We're seeing a new rise of white supremacy and racism institutionalized at the University of Toronto that hasn't been at this strength for quite some time. And I think the strategy of it is to attack leaders and individual activists and groups that are leading a radical basis of unity that we need to group around and work together to have a cohesive, common front in Toronto. And the strategy to target at an individual, a threatening level, particular groups, I think we have to counter that by really standing together to fight on this and really pushing as a unit this week to tackle it and to say that this is bullshit and we're not going to tolerate this institutionalized racism on our campuses.
Woo! Okay, we're next going to have Christina from the Coalition Against War and Racism.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. It's good to see you here today. The Coalition Against War and Racism supports the One State Solution and as well as the right to return of Palestinians. And I myself personally was in Palestine in the occupied territories during the First Intifada, and it was an experience I hold very dear. And I think that this act of it is something that we have to denounce very actively, because it should not take place in an academic institution that's supposed to be a place where ideas are put forward and discussed freely. And so I think we should all stand together with Al-Auda and denounce this and make it very visible and make it very upfront and why not confrontational if that's what it takes.
I think we're all here today to free Palestine, and I haven't heard a single free Palestine chant yet. So can somebody please start yelling free Palestine for us?
Free Palestine! Free Palestine!
That's so lame,
guys.
Free of T.
Okay, people can think up their chants and once a rhyme and maybe even a little song or something like that. But we're next going to hear from Adam, who's a member of 3903, QP 3903 at York University. We'll say a few words.
Hi, everyone. I'm new here to Canada, and I'm a student at York University. A few weeks ago, the YZP at York University organized
What's the
Young Zionist Partnership, organized, which is an alliance of Hillel and the Canadian Alliance, organized an IDF Appreciation Day on campus. The Israeli Army, an Appreciation Day for the Israeli Army on campus. So on this day, they organized in a central area at York University, they invited students to wear Israeli Army uniforms. They had speakers praising the actions of the Israeli army and, of course, calling it the most moral army in the world, as they often do. Students at York mobilized and basically shut the YZP event down. And I think when I heard about this conference happening here at the University of Toronto, it seemed like a fantastic idea, an idea of bringing together Palestinian activists who want to organize in a safe space, as Hazem has pointed out, and also to organize effectively against the Zionist movement, both at York, on Toronto, University of Toronto, and in Canada as a whole. And I think one of the things that their actions over the last few days, or particularly yesterday in trying to shut this conference down, is the fact that they are really scared. We are actually winning this fight. Woo! At the IDF Day, the Israeli Army Appreciation Day at York, large numbers of students gathered around the counter-demonstration and took leaflets and were extremely supportive of the actions. Just a few days ago, also at York, There was an anti-wall day organized by students of SPHR at York, which was also extremely successful. It's quite clear that both the moral right and student opinion are on our side. And that's why this conference is so important, and that's why they are so frightened and they want to shut it down. So I can only support what everyone else has said, that we have to fight for our right to have this conference, because we are going to win.
I just want to see if there's any more speakers from an organization or a group that would be willing to speak or say something. Don't even have to be from an organization.
I'll say a couple words, sure.
Hi. Excuse me, thanks. This is, hello.
Yes,
sorry to walk the talk to you.
Yeah, I'm not even really involved too much in activism, but when I saw that sign there, I'm a full-time student here, and I don't really have time for this, but by actions like that, they're really helping me make time on my schedule. Thank you very much for coming here, and thank you very much for speaking out and spreading that delicious news. Yummy.
Okay, and now we're going to conclude. Sorry, what's that? Okay, if anybody hasn't signed the petition, it's going around. And I'm also actually going to pass this hat around. We spent about $50 in making photocopies for the leaflets, and we've got about, I think, around 600 leaflets here for people to take away, to take back to organizations that you're a part of, to make more photocopies of it. But if people can just sort of pass the hat and put some change in or whatever to help cover the cost of photocopies, that would be great. We're going to close this rally. I'll pass that head this way. We're going to close the rally with having Abed say a few words. And Abed is a student at York University and was also a member of the Arab Students Collective at the University of Toronto.
I'm going to speak about the hypocrisy of this institution. Only 2 days ago, I attended an event that the UFT administration supported, an event that they supported under the guise of supporting diversity. Let me tell you about this diversity that they're supporting. They brought Irshad Manji, a noted racist speaker and self-hating Muslim, who advances racist theories about Palestinians and has described them in her speech as being pathologically and psychologically degraded. This is awful.
Shame!
Shame on this administration that hosts racist speakers like that. Shame on this administration that gives awards to people like Bernard Lewis, Orientalists, racist Orientalists. Shame on this administration that allows people to run racist campaigns on its campus. There was a campaign that ran for 2 weeks on our campus called More Hummus, Less Hamas. Now, imagine if you will, if this was called More Fried Chicken, Less Malcolm X, or something of that sort. This is the racism that we're facing today. It is disgusting. It is awful. And we're going to organize against it. Woo! And we're going to stand up against it.
Woo!
They expect us to be passive. They expect us to accept the continuous neglect of our right and the infringement upon our rights to organize, to speak out, to have freedom of speech. But we will not be passive. We're going to be very active on this. We're going to face them throughout this week. As Rafif said, we're going to make this week hell for them unless they accept our right to organize this conference and endorse our right. This is an important issue because it's setting a precedent, actually. And it's a precedent that they could use to shut down any student group that they don't like what the student group says. While they allow racist groups to flourish, they clamp down on groups that try to counter racism. And this should not be allowed to happen. So we will organize and we will fight to win.
Woo!
All right, that concludes our rally. We are now going to, people can mingle, and then we're going to head up to the fifth floor cafeteria to try to figure out a more concrete strategy in terms of developing a campaign to be able to hold this conference at Boise next Sunday on November 30th. Thank you very much, everybody, for showing up. Appreciate your support. Fight to win.